Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Pro Football Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson. LT, it is good to have you. I'm going to ask you straight up, do you think you're the best player in this Hall of Fame class?
What? Seriously? I mean, I'm a Hall of Famer. I don't know. I don't really care about that. I'm going to the Hall of Fame, and I'm happy about that.
I'm messing with you, man. I appreciate you joining us. But I do want to ask you, what is it like for a guy like you to be finally honored in this way? You were an iconic NFL football player in my mind, and I'm not even joking here. I'm not even that serious a fan of the league. But LT21 is something that's burned in my brain for the rest of my life.
Well, sir, it's a terrific honor, obviously. You know, but I don't think anyone sets out to go to the Hall of Fame when they first start playing football, and Booger knows this. You know, you try to be the best that you can be for your team, and you work your butt off, you know, to try to win championships. And then when it's all said and done, you know, you kind of you let the voters say if you're a Hall of Famer or not. And so it is a surreal moment because for years I've watched that enshrinement and seen, you know, my idols like, you know, Walter Payton and Emmitt Smith and guys like that go in. And now to have my turn going in is truly an honor.
You know, LT, you were one of the first backs, you and Marshall Faulk, that played the position differently. You guys weren't bruisers. You were dynamic all-around backs who could kill you out of the backfield, running the football or receiving. Is that how you grew up playing the running back position? Because you could really play in today's game because they're still doing that now.
Yeah, that's interesting, Booger. You know, I started out playing quarterback, you know, when I was younger in Pop Warner, even up to junior high school. I was quarterback, but mostly I just ran around because I was the best athlete on the field. And then you kind of start to develop, you know, your pass-catching ability. And, you know, I was always a guy that, you know, I wasn't a big guy. I was only, you know, 5'10", and, you know, south of 200 pounds, and then finally got, you know, when I was in college, I was right around 210, but still considered a smaller guy. And my mindset truly was, I didn't believe that you should run into big guys like yourself. I mean, that was just stupid to me. You know, over 300-pound guys, I'm just a bit north of 200, 210. Why should I run into these big guys all day long? And I just didn't think that was very smart. So I was able to find ways to beat these guys, big guys, even smaller guys. You know, but you just kind of develop that. But I'll tell you, Marshall was a guy I learned from. Marshall was in San Diego. He lived in San Diego right around the time when I was playing. And so we used to play golf together quite a bit, and I would pick his brain about running routes and things I needed to work on and how to take my game to the next level.
We're talking with LaDainian Tomlinson here. He's joining the Pro Football Hall of Fame this Saturday. Some notes from his career. NFL's 2006 Most Valuable Player. Holds NFL single-season records for touchdowns, 31. Rushing touchdowns, 28. Points, 186. All of those were set in that MVP year. He's fifth all-time in both rushing yards with 13,684 and yards from scrimmage with 18,456. LaDainian, you talked about why should you be running into these big guys all day. You only missed one game in your first eight seasons in the NFL. What else did you do beyond your running style to make sure that your durability held up so well?
Yeah, that's a good question. And you know, a lot goes into making sure you stay healthy. And obviously, I think my off-season regimen of the way I trained and being in tune with my body in the off-season really set the table for how I performed and took care of myself during season. I remember one of the things that Barry Sanders told me one time. I was right around, I think, my second or third year. And, you know, I got nicked up quite a bit my first year and a little bit my second year. And, talking to Barry, he said, "Do you stretch at all?" And I said, "Stretch? What do you mean? I just stretch when coach asked me to." He was like, "No, you need to stretch more. You need to stretch at night. You need to stretch in the morning." He said, "That's what I did. That's why I stayed healthy, is I stretched all the time." And I'm like, "Seriously?" And believe it or not, I started stretching more, and that was a huge part of the reason I stay healthy, you know. And so all of those things, you know, a massage therapist and chiropractors, all those things really does help in keeping an athlete healthy.
LT obviously had a great career. And I guess you transition now, obviously working for NFL Network, doing some things there. And take a look at the game of football as a whole. You know, last week this study comes out talking about CTE. It's been a big topic of conversation, the war on football. As you kind of look back on the game that you play, where do you see the game now, and do you have any ill effects of playing the game?
First, I don't have any ill effects of playing the game. And I also think that, obviously, you know, our mindset as football players has always been that we're modern-day gladiators. You know, it's mano a mano, alpha on alpha, you know. And so, you know, in that sense, I think – You think about how we used to think, and back then, the research wasn't what it is now. You know, so we didn't know how to treat head injuries. I think the research and the education that the NFL has done on brain injuries is a lot more extensive now, and we know a lot more. However, for me, it wouldn't change me playing the game. I would still play the game. You know, I would still have started when I was in Pop Warner playing the game. And I think it's all about the lifestyle. You know, I was never diagnosed with a concussion and never really felt like I was had the effects of a concussion. And so, you know, I look at myself and say, man, I feel great. I feel fine. You know, memory and all that, those kinds of things. But I do understand the problems that certain players are having, because there are a lot of guys that did deal with concussions and certain symptoms from concussions. But I do believe that we're heading in the right direction, at least being able to treat brain injuries. So that's a tough one. It really is, but I don't think it would change my approach to the game.
That's an interesting aspect. You know, you're going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. The reports are out there that the Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn is kind of blocking two of your homeboys, Philip and Antonio, from coming to the ceremony. Have you had any dialogue with the Chargers organization about this? Have you talked to anyone? And what's your thought on that?
Yeah, I have, and that's a false report.
Okay.
Anthony Lynn is not blocking those guys from going at all. I've had conversations with all of those guys, all the parties involved, A-Lynn and Antonio and Phillip. And, you know, Phillip is kind of in a different situation. He's the quarterback of the team, and he's the leader. And really, it would look good for him to be there. I understand that. And I had that talk with Phillip about that. And so Anthony Lynn, you know, it's his first year as the coach of that team, and obviously he wants to set a certain standard there, but by no means is he blocking those guys from coming to the Hall of Fame. If they wanted to come, then he's going to let them do so.
So will they be there?
I don't know, honestly. I believe Antonio Gates will come. I'm not sure about Phillip Rivers.
Okay. We're talking with LaDainian Tomlinson, Pro Football Hall of Famer, on the Shaw Penzar Performance Line. The Chargers moved from San Diego to L.A. I wonder what your thoughts are in terms of that franchise leaving a community you knew so well and plays for so long.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's really hard to forget about 56 years in San Diego. And I don't think it will be forgotten about. You know, the impact that the Chargers made on that San Diego community and the support that San Diego community showed the Chargers for so long, it really was unique experience, a unique relationship between the community and the organization. However, this is a new beginning, you know, and so I think playing in a market like L.A., for one, you're going to have to win. You know, we know that. You have to win. But if you win, you can have the support of that market. You know, my hope is, guys, that we continue to get the support of the San Diego community as well. I know they're very disappointed in losing that organization, and rightfully so. But hopefully they can forgive and forget and continue to support the organization.
LT, did you know you're going to be the youngest member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame at 38 and the only member under 40 years old? When you hear that, how does that make you feel?
Man, that's pretty amazing. I did know that, Booger. You know, it's pretty amazing to think about that. But, you know, at the same time, I think, man, I retired at 32. How many players actually does that?
And you retired too young, man.
I know, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think, man, I spent 11 years in the league at the running back position. Most guys would say 11 years is a long time to play running back. You, Booger, you know this. Like, the running back position is the only position where you start 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and all defensive players are attacking that one guy once he get the ball. That's the only position.
But you got five guys blocking for you, LT, sometimes six with a tight end.
Come on, five, Booger. Come on, five versus 11? That ain't
fair. Yeah, it's seven with the fullback.
LaDainian,
okay,
who is the NFL running back right now in the league that reminds you most of yourself?
Wow, that's a good one. You know, I think it's easy to say Le'Veon Bell, but he's a lot bigger than I am. You know, Le'Veon is 6'1.5". He's 230. He's a lot bigger. And even it probably would be more David Johnson.
Yes.
And even David is, boy, he's 6 foot, you know, 225. And so both of those guys are huge guys. But when I look at David Johnson, it probably would be him because, you know, he does run inside a lot more. Remember, I had Marty Schottenheimer, and Marty's favorite play was power. That's a counter play, and you going right up the A-gap. And so we ran that till the cows came home. And so when I think about that, it would have to be somebody that also has to run inside quite a bit. And that's really I see David Johnson doing that a lot more.
And do me a favor, and I think do yourself and everyone a favor. Make sure you have a handkerchief this weekend, okay? Make sure that handkerchief stays near. Because here's the thing I don't want. To get caught up in the emotion, and we see a video of you where you got snot running down your face.
Ugly cry.
Yeah, just, I mean, that ugly cry going on. So make sure. I know you're going to be emotional. So come prepared for the emotion.
That will happen, you know. I'm sure I'll get emotional, but I will take your advice in having a handkerchief nearby. And I heard what you said about the frogs, too. We're going to be okay this year. Trust
okay.
Me. You mark my words.
Okay.
We're going to be right up there at the top of the Big 12.
Oh, hey, I can't wait to see it, man. Congratulations, big time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.